Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM Hopewell, Virginia, and better known, better now, getting it back together, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, and this is the Soul in Sports with your host, Mike Knox, and that's right, people, I spell my name with three X's, one, two, three, not like LeBron, not one, not two, but three X's, because like the NFL season is upon us, I am hard. Core. People I can talk about. It's been a while since we've been here. Welcome back to the program. 347-637-3859. That's part of the particular. The rest is follow us at 1340 AM Fox Sports on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free. And since you're following the station that's giving the identification, follow yours truly, Mike Monster. You know how to spell it because, come on, it's been 9 years. 347-637-3859. Remember to call in, but you know that as well. You're going to call and you're going to listen. But it's okay. We're here. Lock it up Friday. And a lot to discuss this weekend. Like I just said, the NFL season's back, y'all. So we got Redskins Everything reporter Wally Wow from the urban sports scene here. Okay, guys. We got Fox Sports Radio down in Richmond, Virginia. Why are you Richmond, Virginia for? Because we're in Richmond, Virginia. That's why. We're in Richmond, Virginia, where Redskins is holding camp. We are there. Also, this weekend, NFL, Carson Wentz, Super Bowl champion, winning Carson Wentz. So we know he didn't play Super Bowl, but he still got a ring, nevertheless. Okay, give that man his respect. Like we had it in 92, bringing it home for Jerome. Now we're bringing it home for Carson Wentz in camp. Andrew Not Just Luck is back in camp. Cubs, Yankees making moves. And tomorrow, guys, because I love this sport, frankly. Okay, I'm a fan of this sport. Tomorrow, guys, we get to see on Showtime a boxing match that I know I've been waiting for as Mikey Garcia, takes on Robert Easter Jr. Oh, we're going to talk about some boxing today, y'all. We're going to talk about some boxing. But welcome back to the program live in the barbershop. We know what happens in the barbershop. Stays in the barbershop. We can talk about whatever, whoever, whatever wants to in the barbershop, except for Steph Curry's baby, because that's, you know, she's so cute. Hi, Riley. What's going on all the way from the DMV? We know his black ass got some ID. What's going on, Wally?
What's going on, Mike? I'm gonna teach you some DMV PG dialect, all right? Because when you be okay, saying all scared, you say everything. We don't say everything. So this is what I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna hit you to the game. Say hurry. Mm-hmm. Say hurry.
I'm not saying
like you down south, it's like you like the same lunatics, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I do got my Air Force One, and I got to go to the barbershop to get me a grill, so we can get it popping.
Exactly.
What's going on, man? Back, baby. We back. It's been a while.
Football season, man. Can you smell it? Can you smell it, dog? Can you smell it? It's football season, man. That air. It's in the air. You know what I mean? It's like...
I can smell it. You smell it?
You know what I mean? It's football season.
Trash talking has already began. And we're just a kickhand. Listen, I love the NFL, Wally. How can a man who says he loves sports not love the National Football League? I don't understand.
Who don't love football?
Am I wrong for saying you may not be a man's man? An alpha man if you don't like football?
Who don't like football? If you like sports, how can you not like football? If you don't like sports, I mean, you like sports. If you like sports, how can you not?
If you like sports, you know what? And since we're talking football, I gotta change the tone a little bit, right? Because I haven't had a chance to talk to you. I believe he's your favorite player. Manny Machado was traded to the team in L.A. You know, they don't just walk in the streets. They on the ground you walk on as well, where all the stars go in L.A. Manny Machado Adonis. I wanted my Cubs to get him. And I don't even think we got a consolation prize in getting Cole Hamels, to be honest. Like, I'd rather had Justin Verlander from last year than giving me Cole Hamels right now. I wanted Manny Machado. I thought that would put it over the hook when the Yankees are just making moves. The Yankees are making moves. Y'all gave them Britain. Like, really? Then the Toronto.
Yeah, I mean,
what? The division's giving the Yankees the World Series, in my opinion.
I don't think the Yankees have it. I mean, Britain. I mean, I like Zach Britton. Zach Britton, you know, hasn't. He still has to work. He's coming off an Achilles injury. Like, he ruptured his Achilles. So he's made a great comeback, to be honest with you. But he hasn't been the guy that we all know. I mean, eventually maybe he will be, but I don't think the Yankees will get that guy because I think that you'll get that guy next season. And I don't think he's re-signing with the Yankees. So they'll get a quality reliever. It won't be the same Zach Britton that we saw here for the Baltimore Orioles. Now, referring to Manny Machado, I mean, the Dodgers were a perfect fit. You know, everybody was talking about the Yankees getting, but the Yankees already had a shortstop. And if you know the story about Manny Machado, he wants to play shortstop. He don't want to play third base. You know, the Dodgers.
That's why I thought he fit good with the Cubs. Like, go ahead and move Addison. I love you, Addison. You know, and innocent to proven guilty. You know, what you allegedly might have done. I'm not going to say what you might have done. I'm not going to put you on the all-punk team. Even those who know what the all-punk team is know what that is. But, you know, you wasn't proven innocent. I mean, what have you been guilty? But I got rid of Addison.
Yeah.
Addison would have had to go if you give me Manny Machado.
Yeah.
But
it's all about, and also it's all about what you're going to offer the Orioles. And the Cubs, what the Cubs offered wasn't what the Dodgers were offering.
Yeah, nowhere near enough.
Dodgers
yeah,
offered. They gave them minor league, because the Orioles have a bad farm system. So the Dodgers gave them a plethora of good young talent.
Stop you there, Wally.
I mean,
how long has that farm system been depleted with the Orioles for our listeners in the D.C.
It's been for a while.
I didn't think it was too good, but it's that bad?
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
There's a reason why.
Hold on, you got DMV way. Horrible.
It's horrible.
Mo calls in and Mo got that Baltimore swing. Okay, it's horrible. All right.
It's horrible, man. Like, it's one of the worst farm systems in baseball. I mean, they don't have anybody in terms of pitching. The pitching isn't as great. The everyday players aren't great either. I mean, you know, the ones that are called up are the only guys that are even remotely good at all. And the guys down in AAA, AA, and Single A aren't good enough compared to other organizations. And it's not deep. And now with the Dodgers, with the Yankees, now it's changed the whole look of the Orioles farm system. Adam Jones will be probably next to go. You'll have a couple other relievers.
I hear Adam Jones might go to Philadelphia, and I know Watson, and you know,
that's a very good possibility.
That Philadelphia's in there. But let me just get this in here real fast.
Fox Sports Radio 1340 News, go now.
That was loud back in the studio. The Minnesota Twins are finalizing a trade to send infielders, one of my favorite names in baseball, y'all. I'm not going to lie to you. Eduardo Escobar to the Arizona Cardinals for three minor league players. Sources from ESPN and Fox Sports today have confirmed. Also, other multiple reports, Minnesota Twins trade their star infielder, to be honest, and Eduardo Escobar to the Diamondbacks, Wally. Major League Baseball is making some waves right now, in my opinion, and what they trying to, you know, these teams are. One of the things we love most about baseball is that we know they will trade players, right? So that just comes down, that brings me back to Manny. I didn't want him to get traded to the Dodgers. I just knew that if he got traded to the Dodgers, I would sign with the Dodgers. It's L.A. I'm not ever turning away L.A.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think Manny Machado, he wants to play shortstop. The Dodgers, well, they'll have, what's the name of the kid, Seager. Seager will be back playing shortstop. He's a high-quality shortstop. So Manny right now at this point in time is playing a little bit of third. But it's up to Manny. I think the Dodgers, if the Dodgers feel like this, to me, if the Dodgers, and it is L.A., so let's be real, it's L.A., and the Dodgers kind of, you know, take it. Let's say they get to World Series, and Manny Machado gets to a World Series. Mm-hmm. I can really see Manny resigning with the Dodgers. I mean, we've seen it in other sports. We'll say
blind tag.
OKC. So go ahead.
Blind tag. And I know you're closer to the situation than anyone know. And I want to get this. We haven't been on air for a while, so I need to know this for myself a little bit. Sorry, listeners. 347-637-3859. And shout out to King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, holding us down as always. Does he sign? Or does he allow himself? Because this is some of the things that bothers me in the NBA. Although I hate when these players make these. We're going to talk about this in a second. I'm always in favor of at least allow yourself to be a free agent. Hear what somebody else has to say before you let, you know, the team that trades for you or, you know, that you're in right now get that move. Unless you love that city, obviously. You know what I mean? Like Bryce Harper's not going to listen to anything that the Washington Nationals say. He's going to touch free agency. He wants to see what the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Dodgers, any other team that has money wants to throw at him.
You know what I mean?
So we're going to see that. So does Manny Machado, who you say, and I've seen this on your Twitter at Urban Sports Scene. I've seen this on your Facebook. If you know him, know his real name, you know where that is as well. Okay. And I heard you talk about it on your show on Urban Sports Scene every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. He's the best player in baseball, Wally. Is he going to touch free agency? Or is he going to sign with the Dodgers, I'm sorry, before the season's over?
No, I think he's touching free agency. I think Manny wants to know his market. I think Manny's going to go off of, you know, people like Bryce Harper. Manny is one – I won't say he's the best. That's Mike Trout. Mike Trout is the best baseball player in the game. But Manny is one of the best – he's the top five best.
Is Mike Trout really the best? Let's be real here.
Is he the best athlete or is he the best player?
And there's a difference.
He's the best. He's a good defender. He's everything, man. He can hit. He can home runs. He has a power. He's a gold glove center fielder.
I like Mike Trout. I heard this question the other day, and it made me think, is he the best right now?
Oh, no, he's the best, man. And I only like analytics.
Is he like LeBron, where LeBron and Michael and Magic, just to throw you in there, so we have no, is he the best every year, but just that season, someone's better that season?
Think about it.
He's the best today?
Yeah, he's the best today. Put it this way. If he had swag like Griffey, he'd be like a Griffey. If he had swag like Griffey, he'd be a Griffey. He don't have swag.
Basically, he can't get girls. Basically, you just said Mike Trout can't get girls.
He can't get girls. He don't got a swag. I'm just talking about his game in terms of how to promote and market himself. That's what I'm
Let's move on. Speaking about game, let's talk about the game we just left out of. The season we just left out of, Wally. The NBA. Now, we waited. We haven't been on air, right? So I think we came off like a show in the middle of everything and then was like, all right, we're going to reset when football season starts. Like, yes, fans, I'm sorry. We got to build you back up. I know you're going to listen to the podcast over at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn app or SoundCloud or whatever the hell you listen to a podcast at. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for clicking. I appreciate that. I really do. But then you're going to listen there. You're going to say, damn, they ain't been back in a while. Yeah, unlike everybody else, we decided we were going to take the summer off, okay? We went through two grueling summers, okay? We did it. I know the other stations have
done it. That's real talk.
Yeah, we just was like, we're gone. happened. So now that all that's going on, and I'm in the studio at home, and I'm trying to order dinner for the kids, and my wife, while live on there,
trying
to get me a drink or something.
I was like,
that's what that pause was. I knew the pause was there. I knew the pause was there. Right? And so I had to say why the pause, like, all of a sudden, Mike stopped talking. Because hardcore as I am, the wife said, read this, brother. And I was like, hold on, I can't reach that right now. All I know is I said that we can't order what we're trying to order. Did I get that right, wife? Did it say no, we cannot order? Speak. They won't deliver here. You know what? And I haven't said this. I moved to my new house. I love my new house, Wally. My wife is in control of the house. Hopefully, all right, she said I can have a male's wet dream. Sorry, Fox Sports. And that's a 100-inch 4K television. Right? So once you tell them, let me rephrase that. I actually said yes, but before all that, I'm going to rewind a little bit, guys. So fellas out there listening to this podcast right now and the show live on Fox Sports 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. She said, and I quote when we first, so like we have like this, I don't even know what the hell you call it in the house, right? It's like, it looked like it could be a fireplace in there, Wally, but there's some fireplace. It's just an empty space, but like two small entertainment systems, right? But I don't have a small TV, so my TV won't fit inside of it. I had to sit it on top of it, right? So I put, like, the DVDs and things like underneath of it. It's like a little weird area. Like, why was this built onto the house, right? So week one in the house, I say to her, I don't like it up there. I can't play the game that way. We're men. We sit 3 feet from the TV when we're playing the video game. I'm like, I don't like this, right? She says, yeah, we need a larger TV. Bang! It was like, what do you want to do, cut it off, honey? I can't get rid of that boner right now. You just told a man that his TV was not big enough, which means he can get a bigger television, right? So, only thing on my mind is a bigger TV, right? So, I told you that a little bit. We're going to get back into the sport.
Yeah,
like I said, we
haven't. I wanted to use in that
yeah.
Store. I was like, hey, on the pause.
I just let it out. I just let it flow. I just let it flow, you know. Just give me the baby oil and be like, wow, they're really slippery. Okay, move on. All right, listen, we're back, baby. We are back. Okay, we are back, and I want to see the greatest action movie of all time. They're saying Tom Cruise, and I said his name. Okay, Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible with Superman, Henry Cavill. Remember? This movie is the reason why we had that stupid animation in Justice League. So I need to see why it was so important to keep this damn porn stash on, Wally. I need to know why. I'm not waiting to $5 Tuesdays either. I'm going this week, damn it. Okay? I'm not waiting to $5 Tuesdays to watch this one. All right? But Kawhi Leonard, Wally, wow, Urban Sports Scene on the Twitter. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard gets traded, okay? Like, we knew LeBron was going to. I think we talked about that. We get back into your Lakers, which, no, I can't get back. I got to say this because I haven't been here, and I don't think I said it last time. I think we said it in private talk on our conference call, so I got to say it live on air, right?
Yeah.
Y'all can make fun of LeBron James all you want to, and I think it's unfair to ridicule his son. His son did nothing to the world. So the hate that hit the
kid. What are they saying about his son?
Well, they're badgering him. You know, he's playing basketball and things like that. And, like, even LeBron had to come out and say, I'm sorry my son has the last name, that he has to go through what he goes through. Like, I'm watching some of this stuff on YouTube. And he's a really, you know, he's not a gunner. He's not nothing. I won't say he's nothing special, but he plays his role very well, like his father. You know what I mean? Like, he's very unselfish with the basketball. And, like, mother's coming at him. Mother's coming at him, dog. And, like, out of nowhere, like, you're a mom. Like, leave the kid alone. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I finally saw his mom stand back up for somebody else's mom and say, you go, baby. And I was like, I like that. She didn't say nothing to the lady. She just told her son, you go, baby. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty good. Like, no matter what I say about how I feel of my opinion about LeBron James on the basketball court, not having the heart sometimes and being weak sometimes and the way he dresses from time to time, I will never disrespect that man as a father and a husband. I love him for that, and I think he's a great role model for that. But so the team they put together in L.A., Wally, people think I'm on crack, okay? Now, we're from the hood. I'm from the hood, right? I know you're from the hood. I'm from Inkwood, up to no good. They smoke crack. You smoke crack, don't you, Sam? Yes, they smoke crack. People think I smoke crack, Wally, because I think they're the second best team in the West. It's LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. And
I think they got the
not only do I think they're the second best team, Wally, they're set up next year with all these one-year contracts and these young players that has to play. There's so many personalities that one of three things can happen in this season. They could be the second best team in the West. They'd be the fourth best team in the West. They had stable LeBron had I'm sure on his team, right? Like, he already has the built-in excuse. Here go my LeBron hate now, right? He already has the built-in excuse because they have a bunch of psychos on their basketball team. So they can already say, I took the year off. I had a bunch of idiots, right? So, no offense, Rondo. I don't mind calling him that. That's what he probably says in his closed door. Like, if Hulk Hogan can say what he said, then LeBron James can say these guys suck behind closed doors, okay? Moving on. So, the third thing that can happen is somebody else can go against Golden State, which I think this can happen. I don't think nobody can beat Golden State. Let's just put that space league cog and the sprocket, if you will. Okay?
Yeah.
But he's got a team of thugs. The Los Angeles Lakers. Okay? It's like Tupac has been reincarnated on the courts of the Staples Center, and they're all going to have the spirit of Tupac Shakur in their bodies. And they're going to be on the basketball court telling Kevin Durant and all those other players, Steph Curry and them, you can kiss my arse. Okay? And I'm going to punch him in the mouth if I got to. Seriously. That's why the move by the Warriors getting DeMarcus Cousins was really good. Right? Because DeMarcus Cousins is a – he will knock somebody out too with Draymond.
That's the real goon out of everybody that you mentioned.
Lance,
I'm not knocking. I just
and I know Michael Beasley.
Like the resume off the resume, like the dudes that really like all the people like that the Lakers have signed. They're goofballs more than goons, but they're not scared. Like that's why I like they're not scared dudes. I like that they're not scared.
Like
dudes.
On the
but
goofballs,
if you want to look at resume,
I don't think they're
like,
goofballs.
Look at resume, they're
eclectic. They're eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic.
Goofball. They're not goofballs. They don't care.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you say it that way, but I know there's a dude that will touch you. Like, Boogie will touch you.
Right.
Like, Boogie was his touch teammates. Boogie will touch you.
Fact.
The rest of the dudes don't. Yeah, the rest of the dudes have never been. You've never seen them touch anybody. And again, like, you've never seen. But you've seen them act up, but you've never seen them touch anybody. JaVale McGee, Rondo, Beasley, Stevenson. You never really. You've seen them do stuff, but you ain't never seen them touch anybody. You know that Boogie will. You heard that Boogie will touch teammates. Boogie will touch you. So I feel like when it comes, I think that what those guys bring to the table, though, what those guys bring that other players or other teammates that LeBron hasn't had is role players who aren't scared of the moment, who aren't scared to take a shot. You know what I mean? Like, Beasley will take a shot. People are like, that's a dumb shot. But he'll take it. He's not scared of it. We've seen Lance Stevenson. Lance Stevenson thinks he's the best player on the court, and he's like the best player. So you know what I mean?
So that will happen. That's why LeBron has the excuse, Wally. That's where the excuse comes from. Because Derek Porter, he left J.R. Smith and gained four of them.
He gained four of them.
He gained Rondo.
Yeah.
He gained Stevenson. He gained Beasley.
Oh, yeah,
he already got LeVar Ball, right? So he continued. He left one guy who likes to throw gazpacho on people. That's not soup, so get it right. Gazpacho is not soup. So he didn't throw soup on his coach. He threw gazpacho.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't even eat gazpacho, but I looked it up. And for those who keep saying he throws soup, get your journalism up. I'm back. We back. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP, Hopewell, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. They're down at Redskins camp. Before I go to football, I want to stay here because Kawhi Leonard. We're talking about Manny Machado, Wally, getting that opportunity. Will he sign? Is Toronto the dumbest team in basketball? Because over the past couple of months, right? And I'm going to say this. I'm going to go back to when he was on the four letter, and that's Chris Carter. At the rookie symposium. Remember that? And he told those players what he told them. I'm going to rehash that because I look at Chris Carter, and my wife gets on me for this sometimes, right? when it refers to, like, because I'm putting Chris Carter and I'm putting Steve Harvey in the same kind of bubble, right? I have a problem with older guys always ripping younger people. And I say that, but yeah. I always rip younger people myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always, no, like I literally look at young things and go, that's stupid. Automatically, right? But when I hear superstars like Chris Carter and do the things he do, I go, I don't want to listen to Chris Carter. But Chris Carter gave us inside information that I didn't even know he was even privileged to knowing inside people who, like, I know Kawhi Leonard personally. Here's what his team is saying to you. Like, he's on – not often you get that. I think maybe Brian Windhorst did that with the LeBron situation where he openly came out and said, I've been following LeBron since high school. It's very few people that can say they know what that person is saying and what that person wants. Well, CeCe, I don't know him. That's what he's calling. CeCe, the Hall of Famer, okay, who gets on Terrell Owens, too. By the way, I love Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens, if you listen to this podcast, which you're probably not, but if somebody passes it to you, I love you, brother. Go to the Hall of Fame.
I had an argument with somebody. Real talk, I had an argument with somebody about that TL thing. And I was like, everybody was like, I'm hate. I was like, what do you expect? You think you're not showing up? You think the NFL is going to, like, be like, hey, we're going to welcome you with open arms? What do you think?
You're giving them, like, you're letting them. Well, we can't say we let them because it's over. He has his plans. It's already been set up, and they've already moved on, right? But it's disrespectful, honestly, Terrell Owens, as a fan. And I even let the three situation where I was in passing with him and say, who can make a play? There's no way this man didn't hear me. You know, I'm at E3. I'm screaming wildly. Who can make a play? I'm like a berserk. Like, I mark out when I saw Terrell Owens. And I don't mark out. I meet people all the time. You're the same. We don't mark out. You might have had a small mark out when you saw Tim Hardaway, but I had a serious mark out for Terrell Owens. Like, I screamed it, dog. But I'm not working, though. This isn't Fox Sports. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a video game computer. And Terrell Owens just walked in the building. What up, man? I don't think he looked at me, but he had sunglasses on, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He gave me like a brush off of my wife said he smiled. I don't remember he smiling. I remember him giving me a weak ass pound. I said, Terrell Owens, I'm not paying for it. Right? But what I was saying was, to move on, Terrell, please go to the Hall of Fame, brother. Make a last minute decision.
Yeah, go.
You're giving them a reason. I get that you should have been in. I get you should have been in. I get it. But everybody's had to. It didn't take you 15 years.
That's my point. That's my point.
Like, everybody that it takes some guys. Everybody's had to wait. And I'll be honest with you, Wally.
Exactly.
I'm one of the guys that put him number two. I'm that guy who put Terrell Owens number two and Randy Moss number three. I am that guy who does that. And I have my reasons for it, right? And in saying that, I understand how they got on you. I understand it was McNabb and your fault. And hey, you know, what you felt about Garcia, whatever. Whatever, Terrell, I don't give a damn. On the football field, you're a great football player. So that's what I look at. Go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But as my point was I was getting to with Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto, you're getting this guy, and you're not going to keep him. CC, as I told you his friends call him, says – he wants to go to L.A. And he might, not that he will, right? Because his friend Nick, because that's Fox Sports, although I'm not a fan of Nick, right? This is still Fox Sports, says, oh, well, at least finish a trade for him to see what they have. And CC kept saying, nah, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, roll the dice. Maybe you can entice him. No one wants to go to Toronto but Drake. And truth be told, Drake don't even want to be from Toronto. He only reps them because it's Toronto and he's trying to be that guy that puts things on the map. Okay?
Yeah, no.
Okay, CC, I don't know if you love me. I don't care if you love me because Amira does. Okay? And my children does. Okay? So, Kiki, do you love me? I don't. Why would you love me? I didn't throw no money at you. Are you a stripper? Are you pregnant without a baby? Like, what? Why is everybody loving Kiki? I don't understand that. Is his first baby mom's? Okay, well, guess what, Kiki? He wants forgiveness. Well, get on your knees and pray to God, not to Kiki. Okay? Wally, Kawhi Leonard, is this a dumb move by Toronto?
No, see, at first I thought it was dumb, but then someone broke it down to me, and I kind of like, I get it now. Like, I get it. Like, I get it now. Like, I get it. I get it from Toronto's point of view because they felt like, you know what, either we're going to win this year or we're going to blow this thing up, right? And I think that they looked at it like, no, I believe it. I think if they don't win, I think Lowry's gone next year. I feel like, you know, they're willing to start over. So it's like, you know what, we're going to get an opportunity to get to the NBA Finals. We're going to take Kawhi. We're going to trade Kawhi for DeMar DeRozan because Kawhi was the best opportunity to get to the NBA Finals. Well, I've done it if I felt like, you know, having a guy like DeMar DeRozan, because I actually wasn't the biggest fan of DeMar DeRozan initially, but I felt like little by little we started to improve, and I became a bigger fan of DeMar DeRozan. I wouldn't have made the deal, but I see what they are coming from. I believe that they're willing to blow this thing up. Like, it's like we're going to – this is a one-year thing. Like, we're going to win it. We're going to try to win it. We're going to try to make a play to get to the NBA Finals. And if we can do it, bet, boost, that we're in there. If we can't, we blow this thing up. And that's why I think where they're coming from. But can I talk about DeMar DeRozan real quick?
Like, real quick? Go ahead. I'll let you get that signed. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I wasn't thinking about DeMar DeRozan.
I got issue with DeMar DeRozan. Like, I really do. Like, this is, like, overly, oh, they did me dirty, you know? Like, this really needs to stop. Like, man.
Pull your shirt down, B.
Yeah, grow up, bro. Grow up. Like, if you went to a sorry team, then I would be like, all right, I get you, man. He screwed you. He put you on a bad team, bad coach. You won't shine. You're going to be you ain't going to be the dude that you thought you were going to be. He took you to Toronto. He gave you one of the best coaches of all time. Like, he put you in a situation to be successful. You can go to the West. Yes. Okay, you're in the West. You're playing against LeBron's going to be on the same side with you. Okay, Golden State, whatever. But you're playing with Pop. Pop made Kawhi to what Kawhi is. You are a talented brother.
Put a Cooper in the meter. It's Wally. Because we don't always get along with basketball, Wally. So I promise you, on my mama who's above me right now, literally and figuratively, I don't know if I said that right, but y'all get where I'm going. She's in heaven and she's on my wall. Right. I was going to say to you, what if Popovich, and this is because you thought, because how much you love Popovich, so I look at him differently, not because the national media, yeah, but because you said, yeah, right? And I'm saying, what if Pop didn't really make Kawhi like that? Like, what if Pop made Kawhi? What if he could bring DeRozan and make DeRozan Kawhi?
He has made the look at,
right?
Everybody,
that's what you were saying? Yeah. That's what you were saying? See, okay, because yeah, who told you to buy a brownstone on the side of the box?
Say again?
You didn't catch the reference, Mike, from the
no, I
right
thing. That one more time. I didn't catch that. I catch that, bro. I didn't catch that, man.
My side of the block.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay, I called that one out.
So you got it that time?
Still,
okay.
That
I'll have to slow down.
Got it now,
all right.
No, you don't.
Back.
You don't gotta slow it down. Slow it down. Not like a battle joint. Slow it down.
Yeah, I listen to the NBA Mile every day. Every day. And I don't care what nobody says about that argument about the second verse. Well, my man, they said he probably beat him in that rap, in that second verse he lost. No, he didn't. Now, even in the movie, y'all want him to take a loss. Eminem ain't take no losses until recently, okay? So just go on. Go ahead, Wally.
But nah, to like, yeah, and this is the thing, like, don't people forget, players thought about this, you know, about Kawhi Leonard before. Obviously, he got better a little bit. He got better before the state. I mean, after the statement, I think Kevin Durant has stated, and I think other players have stated that, you know, Kawhi was more a system player within the Spurs. That's why he's showing out, because the Spurs system. So it's not like if you're DeRozan, if the system is that good, right, if it's that good, and you are a talented ball player, and you have shown to play good in another venue in Toronto, now you're playing with a coach that knows how to work with your talent. You don't think that could put you on a different level. You are a two-guard that can play defense. You are a two-guard who can score. You got a good mid-range J. I wonder who had a good mid-range J when he came into San Antonio. That's all he could do before.
Come on.
Oh, that was Kawhi. That was Kawhi. Oh, Kawhi was a mid-range player. Kawhi was a swing player they needed to play, to check some of the better twos and threes. Oh, DeMar was doing that a little bit in Toronto. You know what? I'm playing with Pop. Maybe that can happen for me. Maybe Pop can make me into a top 10, top 5, top 10 player. That's, if I'm DeRozan, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it like, I get you're leaving your city. I get that you're leaving the city that you're not even from, but you live in the city that you play ball in, right? You're leaving that city. I get that. But get over it. Like, you're in the NBA. Get over it. Like, now it's time. Like, you're playing with a good coach. You got a situation where you could be known. Like, you can really be known. You're away from Toronto. And then on the money side, you're in Texas. taxes are friendly for you, buddy. Like, you making money. They ripping you in Toronto. That money is short. It's long money on this side, bruh. It's long money. I don't care if you hang with Drake and Will Ferrell commercials, man.
He all said. You know why he said? Because I watch growing up hip hop, and I get tired of men saying why they don't get married. Men don't get married because I just don't know yet. Because you ain't getting married because you don't want to give up the yamps yet. Okay? 347-7385-9. The Philadelphia Phillies thought they were getting back one of their own in Cole Hamill, but instead, they trade him to the north side. Even though I'm a south sider, but the north side, is that enough? Maybe not. Kawhi Leonard didn't come to Philadelphia either. He went to Toronto. Carson Wentz is healthy, playing an 11-on-11 drill. That means one thing and one thing only. We're talking Philly sports. What's going on? New Twist Radio own CEO in the building. What's going on, what, J. Chris?
What's going on, gentlemen, man? Glad to be back off our little break that we were having, at least a little break that I was having. Glad to be back. Exciting times in Philadelphia with the Super Bowl champions back in the camp as of yesterday. And, you know, like you said, the first place are an exciting team, too. But it's funny, you know, they were bringing Cole back. You know, as we know, he's not having a great season he wasn't having a great Texas launching pad down there in Texas. But Chicago might be a good place for him because, you know, it's a cold weather town come September, October. And I'm sure the Cubs plan on being in the mix at that time. So, you know, that could work out very well for the Cubs. You know, we talk about Philly sports. I don't know. They need a bat. They could probably use an extra glove. I would love to see Adam Jones in the Phillies uniform. Not mind seeing that. Part of what Texas and L.A. wanted Texas and Baltimore wanted for Gates from Philadelphia is one of their top prospects. And, you know,
let me just interview for a second because this is the barbershop, right? And we can talk about whoever, whatever wants in the barbershop. Hey, Wally.
What's up?
What? Yeah. Why does Watt keep coming in the barbershop with this Sprint 2000 phone connection?
I'm not even on the phone. Joke's on you. I'm not even on the phone.
No. I ain't on the phone. Whatever you using, bruh, you are bringing back not the ghost, but you are reincarnated my man, what's that? I'm in love with a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's right back in this. T-Pain is back right now.
I'm getting my T-Pain on, huh?
Getting your T-Pain on right now, bro. That's all.
I love T-Pain. That's my dude, man.
I'm in love with this.
Maybe I can hang up and call back. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why that's happening.
I need you to hang up. No, don't hang up. Just call from another number, the back phone. Why are you still on the phone? That's all. That's all good. We back. Okay, we back. Damn it. He hung up. So you see what black folks do? It's not because he's black. I'm not going
to
blame him on being black. I'm blaming him because he's short. I told you call from the bet line. Then hang up. Right. It's the short people. It's the short people, Wallace.
See, man, we can't be doing that short discrimination stuff. You know, I be doing
that.
Why
can't we? I do it all my life. My wife's a man and 6 feet tall. Okay. So all you under 6 feet tall people, that ain't my fault. Okay. Don't blame me. Blame the wife. She said, not me. Okay. 347-373-59. Listen. Don't let her lie to you and tell you point blank that size doesn't matter. Because frankly, guys, you're gonna have a small football. You're gonna be mad if it ain't the right size, right? You get the wrong size shoe, you're gonna be mad your foot hurting or if it's too big and your foot keep flopping in it, right? You're gonna be mad. You can let her buy some super size small underpants and it's all chafing on you and your man's can't breathe. You're gonna be mad, right? So size does matter.
Yeah. Size, wetness matters too. You know what I'm saying? Wetness matters too.
I like how Wally just said that, yo. I didn't brought it out of Wally today. We are back in the barbershop.
So absolutely correct.
Yeah. Now, you have something to add to this Kawhi thing because we got about 20 minutes left. So I'm gonna let Kawhi be with Kawhi and we'll talk about him on the day because this weekend it is Lock It Up Friday. Y'all do know
Wait
that.
A
I
minute.
Love this time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going. I just. realize.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking we're 6-7. That's why I just called in. We're 5:30, 6:30.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
My bad, everybody. My bad.
Lock it up Friday. One day, 3 hours, 49 minutes, and some seconds. I don't know, right? Mikey Garcia takes on Robert Easter Jr. Let me ask my two boxing aficionados, which I'm one of those aficionados, okay? Am I reading too much into the fact that I think Robert Easter Jr. has a chance, or it's because that one time I saw him fight live, you know, I kind of believe, because I know Mikey's a bad boy. Am I wrong here in thinking Robert can win this fight, Wally? Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Oh, stop. Hey, Chris, am I wrong thinking Robert Easter can win this fight?
Yo, man, everybody's a punch away, right?
Hold on. Stop. So you're saying the same thing Wally said. You're saying I'm pretty much...
No, Wally said you're wrong. I said
okay,
everybody's
a
punch away.
You're trying to say a puncher's champion pretty much know he
that's
can't.
PC way
well,
of saying the same thing.
That's like saying the same thing. can Conor McGregor beat Floyd Mayweather?
I'm,
what we saying?
I'm trying to hedge my bets. I'm trying to hedge my bets.
Hit him. We ain't hit him at all.
Hedge my
bets.
No, Mikey Garcia is going to win that fight. He's going to win that fight. Unless he made too much fun of Canelo. He made a little bit too much fun of Canelo and just didn't focus in on his training, which is possible because he made that video about Carmelo, about Canelo. Excuse me.
Mike, he made a tale about Canelo. He made a video making fun of Canelo.
Yeah.
It was about a couple weeks back.
He's making fun of him, but he's poking fun at him. About his training, and then everybody in his camp was like eating some beef, and they was like, "No, you're in training, you can't eat this." And they gave him some carrots or something like that.
Okay, let's get back to this unification lightweight world championship, 38-0 versus 21-0. Let's get back to that because y'all are not gonna sit here and just disrespect Robert Easter Jr. We did. Y'all are disrespecting this man because he fights out of that camp that fights with that other idiot. Name Bronner. Is that what it is? Don't lie. It's because he's at a Bronner's camp.
Nah, he's fighting Mikey. That's why. He's fighting the wrong person. That's why.
Mikey Garcia is a bad boy, man.
That's a bad boy, man. That's an animal, man. That's not. He on that pound for pound list. He on the list. I ain't say where he ranks, but he's on that list.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah, he on that list.
So,
you still ordering food, Mike?
No, he's ordering food. I'm hungry.
No. Yeah, that's why Mike goes salad.
Give me the three.
Food,
hey, Mike, give me the three piece with the green bean and the yam.
I'm not ordering food, man. Listen,
no,
Robert Easter has a chance.
With the green bean
food
and the yam.
Order.
Oh my God.
Why
y'all playing?
When it goes silent, Mike's ordering food, man. I peek game.
Why you add? Just grab me the three piece with the green bean and the yam.
That's not fair. So, maybe one of you guys.
I want a crab cake.
Stop it, Wally. Stop it. God darn it, people, be professional. We are on Fox Sports Radio. Okay.
Three piece special with the green bean.
Look, man, I saw Tim Hardaway, man. I ain't professional. Mm-hmm. I saw Tim Hardaway. I ain't professional, man.
I'm going in. Wally. God darn it, Jay Chris. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
We're in the fourth time, yo. You really don't think Robert has a chance?
I think Mikey's just too seasoned, too ready, too much, too aggressive. I think Mikey's in his moment right now. I think Garcia's in his moment right now, and everybody has their moment, right? And I don't know if this is his moment or if he's for real, but I think right now he's in his moment. Carlos Baldemir had his moment, okay? And
I think
Garcia's better than Baldemir, okay? But Carlos Baldemir had his moment.
Everybody thinks Robert has no chances, but it's irking me. I think Robert has a really good chance. If he survives not getting knocked out, Robert can win this fight. I'm being honest.
Let me tell you how I feel about people saying somebody doesn't have a chance. After I seen the way Manny Pacquiao got knocked out by what's his name?
Marquez.
By Marquez. And yeah, anybody Marquez has a chance because he caught him. It wasn't like he beat up Manny. True. He caught Manny. Anybody has a chance.
One of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen. I thought I was watching.
That somebody does not have a chance.
I thought I was playing Mike Tyson's punch out. That brother's knees buckled, and it was.
Look, man, you're anti-Manny, dude. Stop this crap.
I am an anti-Manny guy. I am. I can't do it. What is it? But it is. That man. You know what? I can't say this. It has never been proven guilty. And if I have to sit here and tell people on a one has to go between Barry Bonds, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, and Jerry Rice, and I got mad that people said that Barry Bonds was taking steroids, and my response is he's never been proven guilty. I have to now take that stance with
me.
Yeah, I have to be fair. Mm-hmm. So he's never been caught. But because of that, I have no reason now to dislike Manny Pacquiao, although I believe there are some smoke where the fire is. I believe there's smoke where the fire is with Barry Bonds, but he's been proven guilty. So don't laugh at me, Wally, okay? You know damn well your boy did more than drink Moose Fish.
Let me ask you something, Mike, because you bring up something interesting. Let me ask you this. If you believe that at one time, you know, he would have been guilty, do you believe he still would be, you know, do you think he's still on him?
No, I don't. I think he got off of them about a year before he fought Floyd. I think he wanted the Floyd fight so bad he got off of them. I think he was on them during the Ricky Hatton fight. I really do think he was still on steroids during the Ricky Hatton fight. You can't say that. First of all, everybody thinks Ricky Hatton's a bum. I think it's so disrespectful when a guy was a world champion.
Oh my God, it's called not fighting
world champion.
I know. I seen Rockmon was a world champion, man. Come on, man. Stop it.
Hey, can we move on?
All of Baltimore is mad at you now, Wally. All of Baltimore is out there.
A lot of people
look for you now.
A lot of people mad at me. It's okay, man. I got that in college. I'm used to it. Don't worry about it. It don't matter.
Seafood or you're going
when
to
see Rockmon had that can of Coke on the side of his head, that's when I knew. That's when
you knew.
Yeah, that can of who gave him that can of Coke? Was it Holyfield?
Now wasn't that Lennox Lewis?
Was it Lewis? Man, he had that can of Coke about the size of my microphone I got here.
Yeah, wasn't that part two?
Size of my Yeti, man. Was it part two? I thought it was a different part. It might have been.
Well, you know they said Cornell Whitaker had the booger sugar water. And that's what kept him alive in the corner. That's the rumor that when Cornell Whitaker was fighting, he had that booger sugar water. So,
hey, well, maybe some other fighters need to
man,
get on there.
You ain't trying, man.
That's why.
No, he wasn't taking steroids.
That's why I don't like Trinidad. That's why I never
like
Trinidad.
John Jones said, if I whoop your ass on cocaine, what are you going to do to me when I'm sober? Damn you, Cormier. All about them cakes. Sorry. I'm a John Jones.
No, why y'all like Trinidad, though?
I love because him, Trinidad.
Because he beat his boy.
Because
he beat Pernell Whitaker. I never liked Trinidad.
Well,
so when
Winky beat Pernell Whitaker,
Winky beat Trinidad, and when B-Hop beat Trinidad, I was ecstatic. You know how I feel about Trinidad is the way you feel about Kobe.
Winky lost that fight.
Hey, man, Kobe working with Tatum. What'd you say, Mike?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
You saw that?
Wait, so you're gonna sprinkle that in here? No, stop! You're gonna sprinkle in the fact that Kobe Bryant's working with Jason Tatum. It's like I'm supposed to care, okay? Because secretly, you don't know LeBron is working with mini LeBron. I'm lying. So because I was lying, I couldn't even think of his name, which was Ben Simmons. because they were working together a couple years ago. Right now, Ben Simmons, Steph Curry, please show me how to shoot.
Embiid and Tatum working together, too.
Yeah, they are. They're working out
together. Here's my thing about Joel Embiid. Stay your ass on the post.
Stretch that offense. Just don't take as many doggone threes. Don't listen to your coach and shoot more threes. Take less threes, but stretch the defense.
Hold on, stop.
So Ben Simmons can go to the bucket.
Flag on the play. Did you just say shoot more threes?
No, I said don't shoot more threes.
Oh.
Coach wants him to shoot more threes. I said, don't listen
yeah,
to your
coach.
Are you serious?
Want to more threes.
Are you serious? Yeah, Brett Brown wants him to shoot more threes.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett Brown, I tried to defend you last year in the playoffs when you got out-coached. Now, if that's true, Brett Brown should be fired.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm not a professional basketball coach. Nor have I ever coached basketball, okay? But I have watched basketball for over 35 years. I played basketball on the courts from hanger to hanger in my boy's crib to high school athletics and every court in every city, okay? To tell a seven-footer who cannot, repeat, cannot be stopped to shoot more threes, he should be fired, Jay Crib.
Nah, I disagree, but I know where you're coming from. I mean, go down to the post, but see what happens with when, because you know this, you've been watching basketball. What happens when he goes out to the 3-point line? Now a big man has to follow him out there. That gives Ben Simmons a chance to go to the
so
bucket.
More room,
you know.
Yeah, more room.
It gives him some space down there, in a lot of space. So you know, if he shoots more and he knocks them down, they gotta respect it now. They can't drop off of them. They got to respect it. That opens up the lane for a guy like Ben Simmons, who has to go to the lane because he can't shoot. Except for that video.
Basketball. Unfortunate, though.
I'm sorry. If he comes back next year, Ben Simmons, and can't shoot while he, then your boy's a bust.
Oh, he's not going to be a bust because he's still going to average like 18. He don't need to. What makes Ben Simmons vicious is that he can do all that and still average 18 and 10 and 7. That's what makes him vicious. That's why he can't be a bust.
I'm sorry. No. Did you not see the NBA playoffs? That's a stupid rhetorical question, right? Because I know you saw the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I did. Everything, but this
but when you see what
everybody,
Boston did, it's not hard to say just do that.
Nah, but everybody can't. Like,
Blindside just got breaking news across my desk from Philadelphia. The Phillies reportedly trade infielder. Astrubo Cabrera.
What?
Sending Met to
he's
double
their best
A pitcher.
Player.
Not a Duba Herrera.
Oh.
Astrubo Cabrera.
Cabrera.
They traded four infielder it's hard for me to say his name. I'm sorry. Astrubo Cabrera from the Mets. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, he got Cabrera from the Mets. The season vet.
Yeah.
He's not in the same
team
anymore.
The Phillies will get since the AL East is trading within a division, and go ahead and get Syndergaard. I mean, DeGrom. That's what Phillies get. Get Adam Jones and DeGrom.
Is DeGrom a lefty?
Can't get DeGrom. No, you're right. They can't get DeGrom.
No,
right.
We need a lefty.
Hold on. What'd you say, Wally? Why can't he get DeGrom?
The Mets are only giving up the ground for, like, the best of the best. You got to give up your best prospects. I don't need the Phillies to try to grow.
He's a 30-year-old pitcher who turns all the time.
No.
You got to give what you can get.
DeGrom is not coming up with the prospects.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get the ground. That's the only way you can get the ground. DeGrom's ERA is dirt low this year. Like
I didn't say it was going to happen, Wally. I said that's what they should do. Right,
oh,
the difference, right? The Cubs should have traded for Manny Machado. They didn't do it. Oh. The Cubs should have got Justin Furlong last year. They didn't do it. Right?
You're only going to get DeGrom for like a crazy deal, though. You're only going to get DeGrom for a crazy deal. It's got to be a crazy deal.
Well, I think here's my thing about why I think the Phillies should go all in, right? Because the city hasn't picked up on how good they are yet. People don't believe how good they are yet, but the Phillies, you know, keep winning. They're young, right?
I'm jumping though.
How else you get the city on your back by making some big moves like that to say, hey, we are all in. Yeah. We do believe in this team that we have right now. Or the question is, Jay Chris, do they believe in the team they have right now? You're close to the city. You know a little bit more than we do. I know with the national media, people I follow tell me, but what are you hearing? Do they believe that the Phillies, giving the right pieces, can make a National League, you know, championship push?
I think as a city, I don't think they truly believe yet. I don't think they wanted to believe until after the All-Star break. See what they do after the All-Star break. And they started after All-Star break pretty good. I think they won four of their last six. Five of their last seven, I believe. Five of their last seven.
Big series against the Dodgers, too.
Home runs last night against the Reds.
They won that series. when that,
won the Dodgers series, won the Padres series, and won the and now they're in the Red Series, which is a 4-game series, in Cincinnati. And I believe, you know, I think the city is starting to come around to, you know, watching this team. There was the Super Bowl hangover. There was the Sixers and the Flyers in the playoffs. There was a lot to talk about there. There was the draft of Mikal Bridges and trade of Mikal Bridges. So everybody was paying attention to all these other things, because
everything
everybody
thought
the Phillies
were
going to be garbage.
Right.
Now that they see the Phillies are for pretty much, they probably are for real, people are really starting to come around.
Now,
especially after
those moves. So should they go all in to prove? Well, you know what? Table that.
I don't think.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, table that for Monday. We got 4 minutes left. We got to get her out of here on time because it's Friday. I just got paid. We're back for the first time. Fox Sports Radio Shake. Get off air. Actually on live in Hopewell, Virginia. Okay, because, hey, Pastor. How you doing? I'm back. But, listen, I want to lock some things up before we got here this weekend. And what I want to lock up right now is the fight for tomorrow night. That's the best we can actually lock up this weekend, right? So you guys are 100% sure that Robert Easter Jr. will lose to Mikey Garcia. Wally, how does Mikey Garcia win this fight? Lock it up.
Knockout. TKO. Eighth round.
You better lock it up.
Man, that's what I was going to say. Stop it.
Are you serious, bro?
I was going to say stoppage in the eighth. I wasn't going to say knockout. I was going to say stoppage in the eighth.
I
got Mikey Garcia winning by a split decision. I think you guys are
really lucking up.
I believe in Robert.
You really,
I believe
you're
not going to try to change my words and make it. I have nothing against Mikey Garcia. I think Mikey Garcia is that next guy or is one of those guys in that discussion we talk about when we talk about discussions. I'm not saying that. I just think you guys are undervaluing Robert Easter Jr. He's that second tier guy to me. So he's going to lose the fight, but this kid, to me, in my opinion, guys, honestly, I said this before coming on air, my wife, I think this could be fight of the year potential. I really, really do. I really, really
do. You think
right here, the potential. Happy birthday to Triple H and Dolph Ziggler. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, if a boxer in Bud Crawford's weight class had the same skill set as Easter, I mean, Easter, what would you say? What would you say? Would you say it'd be a unanimous decision?
Here's the thing. Here's why I picked Mikey Garcia over Easter. And
okay,
this is me lately being a boxing fan, watching the African-American athlete of this caliber. He doesn't have the dog in him, as we know Spence does, and I believe Crawford does, and I know Mikey Garcia has, you know, being, you know, Mexican descent. You know, it's just, he doesn't have that in him. Like, I think he wants to win, he wants to be good, but I don't think he's as hungry as these guys, like that, you know, that dog in them. He's not the alpha male dog here. So that's why I pick him in a fight. But on this card tomorrow as well, we do have the return of King Kong, Luis Ortiz, off his first loss to friend of the program, Deontay Wilder, taking on Razvan Kajonu, coming up tomorrow, also heavyweight bout. And also on that card, Mario Burris versus Jose Roman. I like Jose Roman because, frankly, I don't know who the hell he is, but I like the name Roman. I'm a wrestling fan. Excuse me, right? Who cares?
Of course.
Right. Of course I like Roman. Just like Roman. Okay? So I don't care what you think about Roman Reigns. I want to talk about wrestling. Sports have been so weak, other than talking smack, while he started watching wrestling again, y'all.
That's not what happened.
I've been
watching wrestling. I'm coming right after work. I've been super tired. It's on TV. Sports ain't on TV.
Okay, because it's that time of the season.
I don't got no Monday Night Football. I don't got no money to
watch.
I need something to watch.
Oh, the Orioles suck. Well, the Cubs don't, and the Phillies don't, and the Eagles don't, because we're about to bring it home for Carson Wentz this year, people. I almost said that because you're not at the podcast anymore. We are live on air, and I almost cuss right there. Pastor, see,
Jordan,
I respect
Jordan.
You. I respect you and the Fox. See, Glenn, I'm listening. We're behaving. It's the Barbershop, y'all. We see you on Monday, so do not wake up tomorrow and say to yourself, I love me some meat and don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. We out of here. Finger.